we find in our daily life when we are troubled more than we feel we should be. We look forward to hopefully a good night's sleep, to give us some respite and rest. Similarly, if we've had a good day, do we stay awake all night? The day is over, we had a good day, and we go back to sleep. So we take recourse in sleep because that is our natural state. The absence of the me and my story in the waking state is sleep. There's no me and my story in sleep. So what this teaching does is it exposes the thinking mind of the ego, which operates in the waking state. The disturbed mind. The mind which is running all over the place in this illusion of separation. It disengages this mind. And when one finds that the thinking mind of the ego, with all its stresses, anxieties, problems, situations based on opinions, judgments, condemnations, when that subsides, one is more and more at peace. At peace with what is. One is at peace with what is, even if one does not like what is. Because now our attitude to what is has changed, and our attitude to what is now no longer antagonistic.